am Jonas Stamatis. The holiday season is upon us, and what better way to celebrate than with an evening of festive music brought to you by the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium on the UIS campus. Here to tell us about the event is Maestro Ken Lamb and Beth Wakefield, Director of Marketing with the ISO. Welcome to the studio.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Jonas.
So, Beth, I understand that this concert is a major collaboration. Who will be on stage?
Yeah, it is. This is one of our crowd-pleasing concerts, and this year it'll feature three area performing arts groups, including the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony, Springfield Ballet Company, and the Springfield Youth Performance Group.
Wow, that sounds like quite a collaboration. And
it is.
I understand there are some pre-concert events. Also, this is a family concert, first of all.
It is. Family friendly. It's a lot of fun, this concert, because you'll get to see the ballet dancers on stage dancing some of the selections from the Nutcracker, but to also kick off this family-friendly concert, we'll have two pre-concert activities where kids can make ornaments. And so you can use them as gift ideas if your little one hasn't purchased a gift yet.
Wonderful. That sounds like fun for audiences of all ages. Adults as well, I'm sure, would enjoy those opportunities. Maestro, what is on the program?
Well, lots and lots of music. And as Beth was saying, lots of collaborations. So the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony, they are doing the annual side-by-side with the ISO at this concert.
And what is a side-by-side?
Well, thank you for asking that. Well, that is a concept where the students sit side by side with a professional musician of the Illinois Symphony. And that's really the best way to learn. And so, I mean, the orchestra is, of course, as a result, considerably larger. Now, they're going to play two selections, one conducted by myself and one conducted by their conductor.
Wonderful. And what is some of the music that we will be hearing?
Well, the audience favorites, the ballet dancers, are going to be dancing to selections of Nutcracker. But the Springfield Youth Performance Group are dancing to Nutcracker, but not the Tchaikovsky version, not the original version, but the Duke Ellington, a jazzed-up version of Nutcracker. And it's incredible music. It's got a groove to it, lots of energy, and it's completely different.
Will we recognize any of the main melodies?
I think so, or? Because Ellington actually used the themes from the Tchaikovsky original. So you can still recognize it, but it's like Americanized.
I've heard we're playing Sleigh Ride as well, which is another audience favorite.
Well, we always play Sleigh Ride at these Holiday Pops concerts, and I think it's actually going to be conducted by
Becky Kemp.
That's right. Yeah. And how did that come about, Beth?
Yeah, so at our galas, we have the opportunity to win the chance to conduct the Illinois Symphony at our Holiday Pops. So in both Bloomington and Springfield, we'll have guest conductors for those pieces, which is great. It's a really fun opportunity for the audience to engage.
That's amazing. Wonderful. And good for her for taking that on. And I hear there's also a Hanukkah selection on the program.
Yes. Well, every year we try to do a different Hanukkah song. And we have another arrangement this year, which is really great. And it's, you know, people seem to like it.
They do.
In the community. Yeah. Now, also, Jonas, we have, as a sort of centerpiece for the program, we have the Polar Express.
How fun.
Which is not the movie, but is the a piece of music composed for baritone, orchestra, and children's chorus. And in place of the children's chorus, we have four singers from Illinois State University who is going to be joining us. So there's another collaboration, but it is based on the book, the original book, and all the text, all the words are from the book itself. So if you read the book, you actually recognize. So it's sort of a musical version of the book. And the baritone Robert Cantrell, all the way from Baltimore, he's coming to sing for us.
Well, that's very exciting. And of course, the story of the Polar Express is a beloved Christmas tale.
It is, very much so. Yeah.
Who receives the first gift?
Who receives the first gift? Who receives the first gift? The first gift, the first gift. Tell us who receives the first gift.
And I understand there are also some upbeat festive works that aren't necessarily holiday-oriented, but something like the Dvorak Slavonic Dance on the program, or the Carmen.
Well, those are the side-by-side youth orchestra selections. And, it's equally festive, if not holiday. But, of course, we have, holiday selections as well. And this year, we've managed to find some new ones. So, I think there's something to look forward to.
And in terms of audience attire, are we supportive of holiday sweaters of all kinds?
Yeah, holiday sweaters. Come in your ugly Christmas sweaters. Come in holiday attire. Come in casual jeans. This is a laid-back concert where we just really want the audience to enjoy and just get in the holiday spirit.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to this. It sounds like it's going to be a really fun concert for audiences of all ages. I hope you'll join us this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in Sangwon Auditorium for the Holiday Pops in the Heartland Concert, a wonderful community event featuring the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony, the Springfield Ballet Company, the Springfield Youth Performance Group, the Twin Cities Ballet Company, and bass baritone soloist Robert Cantrell. Wow. Don't miss this spectacular holiday tradition. For tickets and details, visit ilsymphony.org. I'm Yona Stamatis. I'll see you at the concert.